Should the U.S. corporate tax code be changed?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will meet today with corporate executives to talk about streamlining the tax system. It's been 25 years since the last overhaul of the U.S. tax code, but some think the economy and the politics are finally aligned for another overhaul. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us now live with more on this story. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So why do people think now is the time for reform?
Well, the sheer complexity is beginning to chase investment money out of the country. The U.S. has a really high corporate tax rate, but industries have gotten Congress to approve so many deductions and exemptions that the effective rates they pay are really quite competitive with other countries. The problem is you have to play the game. You have to hire lots of tax accountants and lobby Congress for the tax breaks. The system has become so elaborate and difficult that businesses are no longer willing to play, so they're taking their money and looking elsewhere.
John, what kind of reforms are being talked about?
Well, first, lower tax rates. Streamline them so there aren't pages and pages of deductions and incentives. That should keep the government from losing revenue. The problem, of course, is that that creates winners and losers, according to Andy LePerrier at the International Strategy and Investment Group.
When you start lowering rates and then you take away deductions, you know, manufacturers could be the losers and retail the winners, or the other way around, depending on what you do. There's a lot of moving pieces, and it depends on which pieces you decide to move around.
So, Jeremy, the next step after today's Treasury meeting will be some hearings in the House Ways and Means Committee, and those start next Thursday.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, from corporate taxes to personal income taxes now, there's a change coming this year from the IRS. For those earning less than $36,000, it'll now be possible to get tax refunds on a prepaid debit card. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
The pilot program was designed for taxpayers who don't have checking accounts. It'll also help the government. Ron Shevlin is a banking technology analyst with the ITE Group.
This is clearly about their own benefit.
It costs a dollar to mail a check, but just 10 cents to send out a prepaid card.
When we can convert everybody on the tax refund side from checks to electronics, we can save about $40 million a year.
That's Fiscal Assistant Secretary Richard Gregg. The Treasury Department hopes low-income taxpayers will keep using the cards for bills and purchases.
It's also an effort to try to provide a banking service to individuals who may not have a bank account.
If that works, that'll be good news for the Treasury Department's partners, the Green Dot Corporation and Bonneville Bank. They'll get to pocket fees for withdrawing money from out-of-network ATMs. Richard Gregg says the government's been upfront about that.
We made sure that there won't be any surprises for the individual receiving the card.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe and Asia right now. More protests today in Tunisia. The deadly riots there were sparked by high unemployment and anger at the government. The president of Tunisia yesterday ordered that food prices be slashed, and he said he'll leave the presidency at the end of his term. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 23 points to close at 11,731.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
The cold temperatures across much of the U.S. right now have some fleeing to the sunny beaches of Mexico. Tourism along Mexico's Caribbean coast is expected to grow this year. But scientists say development is ruining the natural wonders that those tourists come to see. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Biologist Cesar Barrios says when he moved to the Riviera Maya, just south of Cancun, 20 years ago, the road had two lanes.
With the trees going to your window.
He laughs because we're stuck in six lanes of traffic. There are 20 times the hotel rooms that there were when Barrios arrived. People come here to see a massive coral reef that's so close to the shore you can wade out to it. Jasmine Zevig and some friends bought fins and snorkels to see their favorite animal.
We're going to see the sea turtles.
They don't need a guide or a permit.
Just going to go on our own. You can swim right out there.
And Cesar Barrios says that presents a problem. The reef hasn't been managed. It may look fine to newbies, but it's actually half dead. He says unfettered access, rising ocean temperatures, and increased pollution from hotel sewage has led to a tipping point for local dive shops.
Because they're losing the business.
And hotels will soon follow, he says, unless local officials accept slower economic growth. And they say they want to. Ecologist Paul Sanchez Navarro is helping government calculate the real cost of new hotels. He says every new hotel room is equal to 18 new full-time residents. He reaches out to educate locals.
To make sure that the cleaning lady of the hotel room understands that if the reef dies, she loses her job.
When Fairmont Hotels built its Mayakoba Resort, it preserved native mangroves to prevent beach erosion. It treats its sewage and conserves water and power. Manager Lynn Santos says the best option for the ecosystem would be no new hotels, but that isn't economically or politically realistic.
We cannot stop development, but we can use it in an intelligent way and with science behind.
And she says that compromise is progress. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And we've got photos and more information about the Riviera Maya at marketplace.org. Finally, the Australian airline Qantas is ending its nonstop flights to San Francisco and replacing them with nonstop flights to Dallas-Fort Worth. The Dallas airport is American Airlines' largest hub and a gateway to a number of destinations in Latin America. Travel time for the new flight from Sydney to Dallas, 15 hours, 25 minutes. Better bring a month's worth of Marketplace podcasts for that flight. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Losing weight is high on a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, so gyms are offering all kinds of new classes to get people in the door.
It's basically yoga meets aerial aerobics meets Pink at the Grammys because she was hanging up from the rafters.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the latest in fitness fads and the latest news from Wall Street. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.